Conversations about police brutality and systemic racism are continuing after the killing of George Floyd. The Nevada system of higher education is responding by making modifications to its campus policing and having conversations about discrimination on university campuses. During an NSHE town hall on these matters, Nevada Attorney General Aaron Ford said the time for action is now. KUNR's Stephanie Serrano has this story.
We need to take time to listen more. Racism and discrimination partially persists because we avoid difficult conversations. We can and must do better as a country.
In an open dialogue about race discrimination and policing practices, NSHE Chancellor Tom Riley was joined by four panelists, NSHE's Northern and Southern Directors of Police Services, and two students, a member of the UNLV basketball team, Guard Marvin Coleman II, and Dominique Hall, president of the Associated Students of the University of Nevada. Hall didn't waste any time addressing the changes she would like to see, including campus police requiring more de-escalation strategies.
Maybe on college campuses, police officers leaving their gun in their car is a good idea, just to like de-escalate things. And I think that police departments need cultural competency training, so that we can have less of these racially biased incidents happening. And then lastly, I just think that certain practices such as knee grips, knee holds, stuff like that, that's kind of like putting bodily pressure on others, should be changed.
Hall was one of the several Black student leaders to create Listen to Us, an action plan directed at local leaders. The request lists several goals which the University of Nevada, Reno is vowing to uphold, including a public review of policing standards and the African Diaspora Program that replaced the Black Cooperative Program at the university. The students are also calling for recognition to celebrate Black social justice pioneers like Colin Kaepernick on campus. Todd Renwick, the director of university police at the University of Nevada, Reno, says he's questioning his own role in law enforcement. He says the traditional way of policing is not working anymore.
Starting in the fall, we're going to have social work interns coming in to the department, riding with our officers, working inside the department with us, as well as looking at putting our officers into some social work classes that will be happening in the fall.
Along with a partnership with the School of Social Work, the department is looking to have access to different mental health experts as alternative ways to respond to nonviolent police calls. UNLV Guard Marvin Coleman II says structural change needs to happen, but for him, he hopes people can simply start respecting one another so that people of color can feel safe walking down the street without fears of being discriminated against.
I wouldn't just like want people to have an open mind and, you know, just look at people as people, not people as, you know, this is a Black person or this is a Hispanic or this is a white person, but just people. Because at the end of the day, you know, we're all the same. We're all born the same way. We're all born in a hospital. You know, there's obviously differences, but there's a lot of similarities in everyone.
Both Hall and Coleman expressed appreciation for the conversation, but both agreed it's time to make real change. And so did Nevada Attorney General Aaron Ford.
The time for conversing should be near over, if not complete, by now. What we should be seeing is the implementation of policies, and beyond the implementation of policies, the actual enforcement of those policies.
Ford went on to say that this is a crucial time to act on a fair criminal justice system and police reform, including implementing a policy that holds officers accountable if they do not intervene if they see another officer acting unjustly.
If cops start getting kicked out of their positions, if they start losing their jobs because they don't intervene when they see somebody's rights being violated, then we will start to see some changes take place.
NSHE Policing Services say they are enforcing policies that prohibit aggressive force, like chokeholds, and holding officers accountable to intervene. Stephanie Serrano, KUNR News.